You are listening to Kilometre Zero by the Cycling Podcast. Powered by Zwift, the fitness app where fun is fast.
Where are we, Lionel?
We're at Le 59th restaurant, the 59th restaurant. And we've just had a very nice amuse-bouche, which was a sort of reverse egg, it looked like, wasn't it? It was a gazpacho with a white foam on the top. Delicious, very light, very fresh. Really quite warm here in Aix-les-Bains for mid-September. It feels almost Tour de France-like.
I thought you meant it was the 59th restaurant of the tour. It feels like it. Might be. I don't know. But we're on the eve of the second rest day, aren't we? And we are recharging our batteries here in Aix-les-Bains for a couple of nights. And we're bringing you in this episode of Kilometre Zero, powered by Zwift, another installment of our rider diaries. We lost a rider, of course, Sam Bewley. That leaves us with only one beard among our audio diaries, unless you count Tom Southam as well. Tom Southam's got something approaching a beard. Simon Geschke, though, has a very luxuriant beard, doesn't he?
It's an incredible beard. It's so well manicured. How does he have time to keep it in such good nick during the Tour de France? Perhaps we should ask him that for one of our final instalments of the Tour de France Rider Diaries. Just you mentioned Zwift there. We're going to go for a ride around the lake at Aix-les-Bains tomorrow. That would make a fantastic Zwift course, I think. It's a really nice ride around the lake. But enough of that. Let's hear from our Tour de France diaries.
Simon Geschke, CCC team.
Today was my first day in the breakaway, in a successful breakaway also, which is always nice. And because, yeah, for a rider like me, especially in Grand Tours, this is the best way to get a result. And yeah, that's why it's always important. And especially in the second and third week, more and more breakaways go to the finish because a lot of riders have a lot of time in GC already, so they are not a threat for the yellow jersey. And then it happens more and more often that the GC teams just let it go and don't chase it back. It's always nice to be there, and today was the first day where I succeeded. It's, of course, never really easy in a race like the Tour. It was like a one-hour fight to get away from the bunch. Almost every team wants to get riders in the breakaways. Otherwise, you're not really in the race, especially when there's a big chance that the breakaway will make it. And today was a day like that, and yeah, in the end I finished seventh, which is a nice result. Of course, it's also not close to a victory, but on a very hard parkour like that, and in a breakaway with guys like Alaphilippe, Warren Barguil, the winner of today, Martinez, just won the Dauphiné this year. It was always clear that I was not really the favorite for the victory. Everyone was pretty committed. It was first we were only with five, and then everyone was really doing strong pulls, and because we knew we would have to get some time between us and the bunch. And later on we got company of another 12 riders, I think. So in total we were 17, and then things get different, you know. You have different there were suddenly EF was there with three guys, so everyone looks a bit to them and expects them to do more work. I was alone, so I was trying, of course, to save as much as I could, not do every turn. Of course, I did also a lot of turns, but you start doing things to avoid getting to the front too often. Yeah, everyone does it. After a while, we had, I think, 8 or 9 minutes advantage over the bunch. In the end, you can also never have enough. It's always better to have something like 10 minutes so you can make really sure that the GC guys don't close the gap in the final. But of course, you also want to stay as fresh as possible till the final. And there's not much conversation going on, actually. Of course, you talk to some riders. You even talk about tactics sometimes, even with riders from other teams. Today, I didn't do that. But it was clear that a guy like Alaphilippe, he wasn't in the break just to show the sponsors on his jersey. He was there for only one reason. He wanted to win the stage. And everyone knew that. Same with Barguil, same with Martinez. Same with the guys from Bora, Schachmann and Kemner. On the last two climbs, it was just about the legs, and everyone did a good race from the beginning till the end. And the more altitude meters, the legs, the less tactics are involved, especially with the final very steep 2 kilometers. And yeah, that's what you could see today, I think.
Gunnar Swift, Arkia, Samsic.
Stage 11, long goal down the bike, 220k, and there's not really much to shout about. It was the day didn't really drag so much for me. It was a long day in the saddle, but you know, it didn't feel like it was a super you know, long, just sort of a grovel day. In the final, it was just a case of just keeping Nairo up near the front. The last 10k, we went onto some small roads and yeah, keep him out of trouble. Came out of the stage, you know, finished in the front group, and no time lost, and yeah, no trouble or anything. So happy days, and yeah, and then that leads us on to today, a big old climbing day, just shy of 4,500 meters of climbing. I've said it a couple of times now, but yeah, I think that's definitely the most I've ever done on a bike in a day. So to be doing that, you know, on the 13th stage of my first Grand Tour, it's yeah, it's not too bad, is it? It's not too bad. And there was a bit of a cheeky pace at the start of the race. Every man and his dog wanted to jump in that breakaway. So the first climb was pretty hot. Jumbo Visma didn't want to, you know, let everyone sneak away, and they also wanted to keep the tabs on how far that group went out until they had confirmed numbers. So yeah, there was a lot of guys popping out the back, and there was a lot of guys popping off the front. I managed to stay with the main bunch, which I was quite happy, considering the pace that we went up the first climb. And then things sort of settled down after an hour and a half, or hour and 20 or whatever. And then it was kind of, you know, your normal stage. The following climbs wasn't so bad, and then the tempo kept on getting increased each climb from there on. Nairo, unfortunately, had a little bit of a tumble today. Halfway through the stage, everyone from the team sort of waited and, you know, got him back in the bunch, and he's a bit battered and bruised, but yeah, he's all right, to be fair. I think kind of did affect his result today a little bit, as he would have liked to gain some time, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I think he should be all right, and hopefully, you know, we crash free and stay out of trouble from now on. And yeah, he's still in contention for the race. He's still remains fifth on GC, which is good. And, you know, these next few GC days that are coming up, hopefully everything goes to plan, and yeah, we can see what he can do. Warren was in the breakaway today, so it was nice to have, I think there was like 16 or 17 guys, so it was nice to have, you know, someone from the team up there. And him giving it a bit of a shot. Those last few climbs were pretty tough, to say the least. They just keep, especially the last climb, that last K. I swear it was longer than a K. It was even the last 500 meters. I seen the 500 meters sign, and I seen the finish line, and I was like, that's never been 500 meters. Yeah, it was a bit of a slog those last two climbs, but got it done. And yeah, crack on now. We're coming to the latter parts of the race, which is quite decent. We've got, what have we got? We're on stage 13. Rest day's coming up soon. We've got a TT day coming up soon. Got the final stage coming up soon. So, you know, that's kind of three not so bad days. Just got to finish those days in between that. But I'm sure it'll all come round fast.
You are listening to Kilometre Zero by the Cycling Podcast. Powered by Zwift, the fitness app that turns indoor riding into a game. Explore endless roads, race riders from all over the world, and boost your fitness with monthly training plans and structured workouts. Join the world's training playground, where fun is fast. Go to Zwift.com and start your free trial.
Hi, my name's Lizzie Banks, and I'm a professional cyclist with Équipe Paul-Cat,
And I am Richard Moore of this parish. But Lizzie, aren't you forgetting something from your palmarès?
25th in Ronde van Drenthe 2019. I think that's what you're referring to, Richard.
Anything else? Anything else?
Stage 8, Giro Rosa 2019. I won.
Oh, but something even bigger than that. Come on now.
Now, is it that I present Service Course or co-present Service Course, the cycling podcast's tech show?
That's it, you got there in the end. And it meant that during lockdown, we got together virtually, given that you're part of the cycling podcast family, to do a cycling podcast Zwift group ride, or the cappuccino ride, we called it, every Sunday morning.
Absolutely right. And that's quite a feat in itself, because it was a very select group of people, friends of the podcast only. And it was a great ride. We did it every Sunday morning during lockdown and got together. And, well, I had a really nice recovery ride.
Well, listen, I must say, it was a bit of a revelation to me. I hadn't done group rides before on Zwift, and the social aspect of it really took me by surprise. We hooked it up on Discord as well, so we could chat to each other, catch up. I apparently spoke a little bit too loud, and everybody on my street could hear me, but it was great fun. I really thoroughly enjoyed it, and as I say, I'd never done it before lockdown.
Yeah, it was really fun. I hadn't done kind of social rides like that before on Zwift. I've used Zwift for so many other things. Actually, only today I stopped my ride because I was so cold outside and came in and finished my intervals on Zwift. And I was using the volcano circuit to kind of test myself and push myself and keep myself going during my intervals. And I use it all throughout winter. I use it for sponsor rides with my team. Like you said, with the cappuccino ride, that was the first time I'd done a really sociable ride, and that was really interesting and added another...
What do you mean sociable? That was...
Well, sociable.
Sociable
for me.
Proper race.
Well, racing at the back, just going easy
barely,
at the front.
Barely drink my cappuccino. I mean, no, I think the week we rode the Innsbruck circuit, you were ripping it up that week. You were... riding pretty fast, I think. Am I right, or was that another week?
I'm gonna have to blame Tom Wally here, and you know, he was just leading up the climb, and I was just sitting on his wheel and, you know, taking it easy in his draft. But you know, why not make Lionel suffer if you've got the opportunity?
Well, that was what was motivating us all, absolutely. But I hope we do it again this winter, because one of the great things about it was we all live quite far apart. You know, we couldn't go out for a ride even if we wanted to. And so it's a great way of getting together with people who live sometimes even in different countries. You know, feeling like you are doing a group ride with them and catching up with them. So I hope we can resurrect the cappuccino ride this winter.
Definitely. I think using Zwift in combination with Discord was something that was a bit of a revelation for me as well, because it added this extra social dimension to Zwift that I've never had before, and it really did make the time go a lot faster and make it feel like I was riding with people when I wouldn't have been able to ride with anyone outside otherwise.
Ryan Gibbons, NTT Pro Cycling.
Today was stage 14 of the Tour de France. Sorry for being a bit quiet. Two nights ago, I came down with a bit of an upset stomach and a bit of a fever, and yeah, body was not in a great way. It feels like it's just been one thing after the other for me after the crash and broken ribs, and kind of was coming right and then got hit with that. So yesterday, I think I was the first rider dropped, which is an experience I've never had before. You know, I always look at guys who get dropped early on and I think, you know, come on, you're a professional rider. How do you drop? But yep, I ate my words, and I think after 10Ks, I was by myself, chased back. And as we hit the first categorized climb yesterday, I was first man dropped again. So it was a long day of chasing back. Fortunately, I had Caleb and some Lotto Soudal guys, and we chased for about 100Ks. And got back, but then today it was much of the same. I think approaching the first real climb, the 10K climb where it split, you know, I was sitting in the group and I was sweating and I was absolutely on my limit, body stiff and sore. And I see guys around me, you know, chatting and stopping for the bath to have a wee. And, you know, I'm just fighting to hold my position. So I knew it was, again, a day of survival. Unfortunately, you know, a day like today would have been good for me right up my alley, but yeah, couldn't be there. So that's hard mentally, just as much as it was physically. But we had Valgren up there fighting for a position, and he came 13th in the group sprint after the Sunweb guy who won. Yeah, so personally, it's just about getting to the rest day and hopefully feel better each day. Tomorrow's a very, very tough day, but I think we've had three very, very hard days. So I reckon the majority of the peloton's quite tired. So I'm expecting it to be a tough day, but I think, you know, it should be one that's not too bad to survive. I'm expecting a small early break, and then the GC teams to kind of start picking it up towards the last few climbs. So yeah, just got to make it to the rest day. First time I've been in such a bad position in a race and to be on the other side. So yeah, I'll understand it more when I see riders, you know, dropping early and missing time cut and that sort of thing, because I thought that would never be me, but that's been me, unfortunately. So yeah, let's see how tomorrow goes.
Pavel Sivakov, Ineos Grenadier.
Hey guys, good evening. So another day done. Pretty eventful day for me. Pretty good to be in the breakaway actually on the tour. Was a really nice feeling, you know. After now, I was a bit disappointed, you know, to feel 100%. Yeah, you know, never really happy, but considering the week I had last week, you know, in the place I was, I would have been dropped in the first climb. Not being in a breakaway was a really, really strong group in the front. So yeah, it was a good day for me. We had a tactic this morning, you know, to try for me to go in a break into the long climb, like second GPM, actually the first GPM of the day, 10k climb at 6%, first cut. If the break was not gone by then, I was the guy who should have went there. And it was really, really, really tough, but I did it. And we had a great day at the front. We had a really nice group there. And yeah, then the tactic was for me to wait for Egan in the final, because the last climb was actually in two steps, and wait for him because he was feeling really good. At least, you know, during the stage, he was feeling really good, and I think he was feeling good actually the whole day. That's what he said. And yeah, missed a bit in the final. It's you know, he did lose a bit of seconds, but I have to say today, on such a steep climb, if you have a bad day, it's probably one of the worst days to have a bad day, because then you lose quite a bit of time, you know, on a steep climb. It's always easier. A bit, you know, frustrated that I didn't do much in the final, in the end, because I started my pool just in the steep bit with 2k to go, yeah, just a bit before that, and I wanted to do like a steady pace into the that bit. I was already on the limit, but I really tried, was ready to dig deep and do a steady pace for Egan, which is a max pace for me at the moment. And yeah, Pogacar went straight away when I started doing that, so basically I had no chance, and yeah, I blew straight away. So yeah, it was didn't went really how we planned it, but we had a plan. We tried to stick to it. Was you know, we tried. That's the most important thing. I think we tried. We tried to do something, and we will keep trying on during the race. I think we will achieve, actually. I'm confident we will do. But yeah, obviously, you know, when you're in a breakaway as well, let's not lie to each other. If you're in a break at one point, you start thinking, yeah, maybe if I keep going, you know, I might have a shot to the stage win, especially on the tour. You know, it frustrates you a little bit, but at the end, the main thing, the main focus for us, for the team, and why I came here is to win the GC, not to win a stage. So I mean, we are all racers, so we always want to try and do good results and all that kind of stuff. But we tried to race differently today. It was a new approach for us. Usually we are, let's say, more in the jumbo's position, and yeah, it goes a bit differently. So yeah, this year we have to try and find out some other ways to take some time. We're still in the game. There is still really hard stages to come, you know. We can get that time back already on Sunday. I think it's going to be a big test for the GC. for myself, I really hope to get better day by day. Today was good, but still not 100% for me, you know. Comparing now everything to my level at the Dauphiné, probably going to be hard to get back to that. Even if being realistic, maybe impossible now during the tour, considering all that happened. But yeah, I really hope to keep grinding, you know, keep getting a bit better, and we'll see what happens.